10 years ago, the Army Corps of Engineers released a report that detailed the impacts of erosion in Alaska Native communities. Don Antrobus works at the Denali Commission and helped guide an updated report that documents erosion and other environmental threats facing the communities. That's erosion, thawing permafrost, and flooding. Antrobus says all are made worse by climate change.
In order for communities to develop good solutions, they need to fully understand the site-specific threat.
Several reports have documented these environmental threats in Alaska. Back in 2003, the U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report that identified Alaska Native villages under dire threat from erosion. Then in 2009, the Army Corps of Engineers did another report that listed more villages that needed immediate attention because of erosion. A few additional reports focused on thawing permafrost. But this most recent report takes a look at three different threats. Antrobus says more specific information is needed to fully understand them.
One of the approaches that we're taking to try to kind of paint a bullseye around what those additional data collection needs are is to not only say that we need additional information, but to identify these are the specific types of community-specific vulnerability analyses that are necessary.
This report examines 187 communities, most in western Alaska, near or right on the coast or near a river, and ranks them according to how bad the threat is endangering their infrastructure.
You know, there is a little bit of uncertainty based on the availability of data.
Still, the top two names are not a surprise. Shaktulik and Shishmaref, both close to the Bering and Chukchi Seas.
You know, we were looking at flooding, erosion, and permafrost degradation threats to community infrastructure. And so I think it's natural that a lot of the, you know, the flooding threats, the greatest flooding threats that we're going to see are going to be along the coast.
These villages have endured catastrophic erosion and storm surges, and dwindling sea ice means there's less protection for the shoreline. So the ocean is nibbling closer to communities, forcing some, like Shishmaref, to consider relocation. Other communities sit right next to a riverbank like Napakiak and Nutok in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Nutok is relocating entirely, while Napakiak wants to move its school. Antrobus says the report could help communities figure out their biggest threat. For some, erosion is the biggest, and for others, it's flooding. Antrobus says this report is just a one-time effort, but he hopes government agencies and villages can fill in the gaps in data and apply for funding to do so. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.